Today on Know the Truth with Philip DeCourcy.
The biggest question in your life is not, what does God want me to do? The biggest question is, what am I becoming? Because what you are will determine what you do. Our feet will never be pointed in the right direction if our heart is strained from God. The heart is the organ of decision. And when you are becoming what God wants you to be, you will find yourself doing what God wants you to do.
Welcome to Know the Truth. I'm your host, Wayne Shepherd. And today, Philip DeCourcy shares what it looks like to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean into His wisdom instead of our own. It's a message titled, A Step in the Right Direction. And then after the message, you'll hear about a fantastic resource that will provide believers with biblical wisdom and how to continue in faith even when the going gets tough. You can learn more about it at ktt.org. But first, let's join Pastor Philip for today's lesson.
I want to come to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. We'll use them as a springboard across this wonderful book in the Bible. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your steps or your paths. If you remember back to our introduction in the book of Proverbs, this is a book that sets two paths in front of the young men who are emerging into leadership within Israel, the path of wisdom and the path of folly. In fact, the word path and way with its plurals are found over 100 times in this book. Wisdom is a path that you and I need to take in life, and it will help us when we get to the crossroads. Now, there's four things I want to say. I'm going to give the game away up front if you're taking notes. Decision-making, moving in the right direction, requires consecration, consultation, caution, and consideration. Now, listen, this is vitally important. Guidance begins with who we are ever before it becomes an issue of what we do. See, I think too quickly we get to, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? Is it this or is it that? Is it him? Is it her? Is it that thing? Is it the other thing? God says, hold on a minute. You've jumped the gun. Wisdom in the area of decision-making reminds us that it's who we are that will determine what we do. And that's why consecration to God, dependence upon God, becoming what God has called us to be, that's where guidance begins. It is the right kind of person who ultimately will do the right kind of thing. You will not do the right kind of thing if you're not the right kind of person. That's why your relationship with God and the development of a godly character and a commitment to God's will are the most important things when it comes to decisions. That's why Bruce Waltke in his commentary on Proverbs will say this, people with wisdom have the character whereby they will make good decisions. That brings me to look at two things quickly here under the idea of consecration. If you and I are going to be consecrated to God and make wise decisions within His will, we will need character and we will need commitment. A good choice is based upon a good character. If you and I have a love for what is good, if you and I have a desire for what is godly, and you and I are governed by the Word of God, submitted to the will of God, and being led by the Spirit of God in the company of the people of God, you and I can have a confidence that what we're about to do, God is pleased with, because we have a heart that loves Him and loves the things He loves. Proverbs says in Proverbs 4, verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. One of those issues will be guidance and decision making. Your heart will determine the direction of your feet. And so I want you to think about this. Guidance is not about your feet, it's about your heart. Your feet will follow in the paths of your heart. Your heart determines what you do. And if your heart is not oriented towards God, your feet will be pointed in the wrong direction. You see, the legitimacy of our actions begins with the integrity of our hearts. Look at a couple of verses here with me. Proverbs 10. Verse 9, Proverbs 10, verse 9, he who walks with integrity walks securely. Hey, pastor, I'm at an intersection. I'm at a crossroads. I would like to know with some kind of assurance that what I'm about to do is a safe thing, a good thing. It's going to add to my life rather than take away. Well, here's what it says. If you'll walk in the integrity of your heart, you'll walk with security. The word integrity means wholeness. If your mind, that is your thoughts, if your heart, that is your desires, and your will, that is your intent, are all subject to the thoughts of God, the desires of God, and the will of God, and you're walking in harmony with Him, you can walk securely. If you keep your heart from out of which flows the issues of life, and you walk in the integrity of your heart, your actions will always be legitimate, pleasing to God in that sense. Proverbs 11, verse 3, the integrity of the upright will guide him. The integrity of the upright will guide him. If your mind is tuned and dialed into the will and mind of God, if your heart is in love with Jesus Christ, if your feet are walking in the path of His revealed truth, that is His word, if you're an upright man, a woman who desires to be holy, the integrity of your life will guide you. You can have a confidence about your decisions. Look at verse 5. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright. And I'll tell you that as you spend time with him, walk closely with him, the integrity of your life will guide you, and the uprightness of your actions will deliver you from any folly. Before we worry about where we're going and what we're doing, we need to be more anxious about what we're becoming. The biggest question in your life is not, should you ask it to me, Pastor, what does God want me to do? The biggest question is, what am I becoming? Because what you are will determine what you do. Our feet will never be pointed in the right direction if our heart is strained from God. The heart is the organ of decision. And when you are becoming what God wants you to be, you will find yourself doing what God wants you to do. Because there's a chain reaction. There's a cause and effect. Out of the heart, the issues of life come. In the movie regarding Henry, Harrison Ford plays a lawyer who was injured in a robbery. He was a cutthroat, dishonest, unfaithful, and husband and distant father from his daughter. But the accident caused him to lose his memory. And he got an opportunity, in a sense, by implication, to start his entire life over again. And he did, and this time he was a totally different man. He made different choices. He acted out according to different values. In fact, before he made these fresh set of choices, as I said, he was a cutthroat and ruthless lawyer who in one case suppressed evidence that would have awarded a poor family a medical malpractice settlement. And as the movie progresses, after recovering the importance of honesty and integrity, he quit his job. And in fact, he went to that poor family and he gave them the evidence he had suppressed. And he told them that he would actually go to court and actually testify against himself. The woman was dumbstruck, standing on the doorstep of her home, being given this file of evidence. And she said, I don't get it. I mean, she remembered this ruthless, hard-boiled, materialistic lawyer who was out to make a buck for his master rather than to see justice. And she said, I don't get it. What changed? And there's a very telling point in the movie where he simply replies on the doorstep of her home, I did. I changed. I made different choices. I lived according to different values, and I'm a different man. See, what we are determines what we do. What we give our hearts to, what we give the center of our being over to, will determine where we're headed. You and I are to develop a godly character. And in the midst of developing a godly character, we need to offer obedient hearts to God. In fact, we can't become godly unless we're obedient. We've got to give our hearts over to God in an act of surrender, saying, Lord, anytime, anywhere, anything, at any cost, if it's what you want me to do. That's what Proverbs 3, isn't it, says? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Cause and effect again. If you'll give him all of your heart and you'll acknowledge him day by day in all of your actions, you can be sure of this, you're headed in the right direction. He'll direct your paths. He'll make his will known to you, and he'll still do for you what you don't know that's according to his will. It's a great thought. So you've got to be a commitment. God cannot lead those who are disobedient, and God will not lead those who are disobedient. Look, folks, have you ever tried to steer a stationary car? It's very difficult to do, but it's much easier to steer a car on the move. And when you and I give over the steering wheel to God, and he gets into the driver's seat, and we get into the passenger seat or the back seat, and God stops being a spare tire in our life that we call upon in an emergency, if you and I give him the wheel and give him the seat, and you and I obey him, and our life heads in the right direction, you and I can be sure we're headed into a future that God has planned for us. It's a great thought. Remember, guidance, just like prayer, is all about getting God's will done on earth. It's not about getting our will done in heaven. Listen to these words from Warren Wiersbe. In the book of Proverbs, the wise father repeatedly gives his son loving calls to obedience. Proverbs 3 verse 1, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. In Proverbs 6:20, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. In Proverbs 7 verse 1, my son, keep my commands and treasure them within you. Now here's what Wiersbe says about those verses. It's very telling. Please hear it. The will of God isn't a curiosity for us to study. It is a command for us to obey. God isn't obligated to reveal his will unless we're willing to do it. God's will is revealed. It's not a top secret. I can guarantee you 9 decisions out of 10 are addressed in this book. It'll tell you not who you should marry, as in Jane Doe, but it will tell you the kind of woman you should marry. Her character, his character. It won't tell you, you know what, you're going to work at Partrain or you're going to work at some other factory, but it will tell you how to work in those factories, because it's not a moral or immoral decision to work for either of those companies unless they have a reputation for immoral actions themselves. Those kind of things are not the issues the Bible addresses, and yet those are the kind of things you and I fixate on. But the Bible wants us to know that God's will is revealed in his word. As we read this book, as we guard our hearts and bring our lives to bear under its authority, you and I, and commit ourselves to the doing of that will, you and I can be sure God's going to lead us, and our decisions are safe and healthy decisions. Jesus said in John 7:17, if anyone wants to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine. But that's the question. Do you want to do his will? If anyone wants to do his will, he'll show them how to do it. He'll reveal through his word what God wants that person to do. And so it's an issue of commitment. When you seek guidance from God, you must seek it as a servant, not as a lobbyist, trying to bend God's will to yours, but as one who, like Samuel of old, says, Lord, your servant is listening. Go ahead and speak. Now, I want to make a practical application on this quickly. And it's based on Proverbs 16, verse 3. You and I need to surrender our lives to the will of God. But I don't want you to think about that in the big picture sense. I want you to think about it in the everyday small decisions that make up our life. If you surrender every day to Jesus Christ, if you make good and wise decisions in the small things, that will have an accumulative effect. That will create a trajectory in your life that will give you direction and give you confidence in where you're going. Proverbs 16, verse 3 says this, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. The word commit there is a beautiful Hebrew word. It means to roll, to send those things in God's direction. Your works is simply a way of speaking about everything you do. Give to God everything you do, it says. Do everything you do for his glory, 1 Corinthians 11, 31. And that's the secret. Good decisions are based on a pattern of good decisions. I think sometimes we spend a lot of time in getting ourselves into all sorts of mental and emotional gymnastics as we come up to the big decisions in life. And then for some of us, that's the only time we pray. And that's the only time we seek God. And that is a huge mistake. It's disobedience in the first part, and it is a huge mistake in the second part. Commit all that you do to God every day, and He will establish your thoughts. It's those small decisions that will help you make those big decisions. Listen to these words from Jerry Sitzer in his book, The Will of God, A Way of Life. We do not therefore need to fret when we have to make big decisions about the future, worrying about the terrifying possibility that we might miss God's will for our lives. We simply need to do what we already know in the present. God has been clear where clarity is most needed. The choices we make every day to love a spouse after an argument, to treat an unkind worker with respect, to serve food at a soup kitchen, to pray for God's help when we do not feel much need of it, they determine whether or not we are doing the will of God. If we have a problem, it is not lack of knowledge, rather it is our unwillingness to respond to the knowledge we have. You catch what he says? I'll finish the quote in a minute. He's saying, we have this idea that we kind of come in and out of the will of God. Well, I'm at a big crossroads now. I need to know God's will. Come on. Commit all that you do to God. He will establish your ways. Love Him with all your heart and acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He'll direct your path. You better be doing the will of God now if you want to know the will of God tomorrow or this afternoon. That's what we're talking about here. He says this, who we choose to become and how we choose to live every day creates a trajectory for everything else. Perhaps that is why the Bible says so little about God's will for tomorrow and so much about what we should do to fulfill it today. And as you obey Him and live according to His word, your heart becomes fine-tuned to those things that He loves. And therefore, when you get to those intersections based on a pattern of good decisions with a heart that walks in integrity, you will make another good decision. You don't go in and out of the will of God. You've got to be doing it from the small to the great every day of the week. Think about it, folks. What is life? What is a successful life? A successful life is the accumulation of successful years. And successful years are the accumulation of successful months. And successful months are the accumulation of successful days. And successful days are the accumulation of what you do every minute and every hour of that day. If you acknowledge Him in all your ways, every hour of the day that becomes a month, and that month that becomes a year, and that year that becomes a life. And you and I will look back on our life with a sense that we did His will in the big picture because we did it in the small details. I've never been to the Sistine Chapel, maybe someday. I hear it's mammoth, I hear it's marvelous. The story that lies behind it is that Michelangelo spent 4 years on his back on some scaffolding painting that beautiful work of art. He did it over 4 years, an inch at a time. He would concentrate on just a part of the painting that was only a couple of inches in diameter. A full day would be spent on it. And then the next day he would inch across and do another part of the picture, a couple of inches in diameter. And then those inches became feet and those feet became yards. Until after 4 years of meticulous, painstaking work, he stepped back and he looked at the finished product. In fact, throughout the minutiae of all of that, he never lost sight of the big picture. He knew that every inch counted to the overall finishing of that work of art. Seems to me as we close, that's a great parable, isn't it, on life? As you and I paint on the canvas of every day, we are indeed adding to our future. We are developing the big picture, an inch at a time, an hour at a time, a day at a time. And that's why character and commitment today are so vital. Folks, choice is powerful. It's persuasive. You are today, to a large extent, what you have up until this moment decided to be. Now, some of you have made a mess of things, but that can change, amen? If you'll seek God, put your life under His leadership, that can change in your home and in your marriage. Before you make any other decision, you need to make a decision today, if you're not saved, that you're going to give your life over to Jesus Christ in an act of repentance and humility, and you will find that He'll give you His righteousness. It is marvelous. It is amazing. You'll give Him your sin, He'll give you His righteousness. You give Him your life, He'll give you His life. Because the Spirit of God will come into your life as a counselor and indwell you and communicate to you the heart and the mind of the living God. And you'll be able to spend your life in the company of God day by day through prayer and Bible study. It's just fantastic. He has given us life and He wants us to live it a certain way, and we've got to live it in conjunction with Him. And so I trust that you have made that decision. Because if you haven't, then we have said before, you have a fool for a leader. Because there's a way that seems right unto a man, and the end thereof is the way of death. God can make something of your life, even though you've made a mess of it so far. As a believer, I trust that you're dedicating each day to God's glory. Perhaps you've even acted foolishly. Perhaps you've even got away from God, and you need to make a fresh commitment to develop a godly character so that out of the issues of your heart, under the direction of God, your life will move in proper order and in the right direction. Because you make your choice, and then your choice turns around and makes you. Considering the impact of that and the influence of that, I want God to help me make my choices. And therefore, I want to trust Him with all my heart. I don't want to lean on my own understanding. I want to acknowledge Him in all my ways. And I want to live day by day in the confidence that He is directing my path.
You're listening to Know the Truth and a message titled A Step in the Right Direction. It's from Philip DeCourcy's latest series titled That Makes Good Sense, a study in the book of Proverbs. And if you tuned in late or would like to revisit this lesson, you'll always find them over on our website at ktt.org and also on the KTT app and podcast. Just search your favorite mobile app store or podcast platform for Know the Truth with Philip DeCourcy. We heard it today, when you are becoming who God wants you to be, you'll find yourself doing what God wants you to do. And that's why each day at Know the Truth, we make it our mission to share the gospel messages like the one you heard today with listeners all over the radio and internet. And with the support of listeners like you, we're able to reach thousands of men and women with the life-changing wisdom of God's Word so they can find fruitful and fulfilling lives in the will of God. So, would you consider partnering with us today by giving a gift of any amount? You can give online by visiting ktt.org. or call us at 888-644-8811. And as a thank you when you give, you'll receive God Versus Government by Nathan Busnitz and James Coates. This captivating book uses real-life examples and provides wisdom on how to respond when the state encroaches upon the church, and it provides biblical answers about remaining discerning and faithful to our Heavenly Father's commands, even when society tells us to do otherwise. You'll find that you'll want to read it for yourself and share it with others. Just call 888-644-8811 or give online at ktt.org. And if you'd prefer to write, address your envelope to Know the Truth, Post Office Box 30250, Anaheim Hills, California, 92809. Also, be sure to connect with us on our social media channels. You'll find us on most platforms when you search for Know the Truth with Philip DeCourcy. Well, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Join us tomorrow as Philip DeCourcy begins the second half of today's message titled A Step in the Right Direction. That'll be Thursday on Know the Truth. Today's program was produced and sponsored by Know the Truth Incorporated. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."